And good morning, Pastor Connor.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to you.
And let's clarify what the news said, the national news. It sounded like that they said Asheville
right.
with an A.
Right.
And the plane crash, 5 killed on I-40, but it's actually in Nashville with mm-hmm. an N. It's
That's
in
right.
Tennessee
yeah.
that happened. So there's been a little confusion. It's hard to understand whether they're saying Asheville or Nashville
mm-hmm.
over the SRN feed. So, but it is in Tennessee, not yeah. in North Carolina.
Yeah, I confirmed that on the CNN this morning.
Yes,
so, yeah.
yes, sir. Thank you for doing that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's we are. This is the Tuesday after Share-a-thon 2024, and we always open Share-a-thon declaring that it's Share-a-thon time. And so we have taken the compound word share-a-thon and made an acrostic. An acrostic is when you take the letter and then make a word that matches to describe something. And we said yesterday that the S in share-a-thon stands for salvation. And we got to see a 61-year-old man who trusted Christ down in the fellowship hall, at least one and possibly more, that got saved during this year's Share-a-thon. And for that, we are so very grateful. Also, under the letter H, we said it was a time of help. And we saw that. There were a number of folks got help. And from ministries that received help to missionaries that received help with their vehicles and on we could go.
Yeah.
And then today, under the letter A, I would say that under the letter A, it was a time of assurance. Of course, of assurance of salvation, I actually spoke to one lady who came down and she was dealing with this thing of whether or not she is saved. And she said she was going to trust the Lord that she was. And seemed that she got some salvation. John wrote, he said, these things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life.
Yeah.
But then there's also not just assurance of salvation, but there's assurance as to God's call. Paul said that Macedonian call, that Macedonian vision, that Luke wrote it and said, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called for us to preach the gospel unto them. And I don't know over time how many men have announced their call to the gospel ministry in Share-a-thon, but it's quite a number. It was during Share-a-thon 7 years ago that the Agee family, they made the decision and that were assured that they were to go full time. And my, what a blessing they have been mm-hmm. to the eastern United States. Well, they've been out west, so they've been all over the country, literally.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if you look back, there's been so many things that the Lord has done, Operation Saturation Arctic Circle, and on, that the Lord has done, brought out a Share-a-thon, and it was a time of assurance. But also Share-a-thon, everybody looks forward to the fact that oftentimes Share-a-thon is a time of revival. Psalm 85:6, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? I had reports of two churches that did not get to preach on Sunday. Now, we don't claim any claim that we did it, but the Spirit of God did it.
Yeah.
And that's the way it works. The Spirit of God works in hearts and lives. And when it starts getting into the churches, I mean, it's one thing to be at Share-a-thon and rejoice there, but when God begins to stir the hearts of his people, the Bible tells us that we are to be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. And that's Romans 12:9, that fervent, it has the idea of bubbling or boiling, and to the point of movement. The scripture says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Again, that's that bubbling prayer like you would find on a pot that's beginning to boil. That's the idea of fervency. Well, I could say that, hallelujah, the Lord stirred some things in a lot of folks' lives. I remember in the early 90s, Brother Jerry Mundy came in with a brand new song called "Lord, Here's My Basket," that he had got from Gary Duty up in. Gary's from Michigan, but he was in a meeting in West Virginia, and he'd heard that song and he sang it. And God met with us on a Friday morning, and it changed my life. I mean, changed my life, and created a fervency in my soul. I'm glad that the Lord has done that. I'm glad the Lord did that this past week. A bubbling, a fervency, a rejoicing, an excitement about the things of God and about serving the Lord. You know, we've had enough dead, dry religion. We've had enough ritualism and enough doing things because we're supposed to. Doing things for going to church and all go through the routine. Just because it's that. It's a routine, and that's what we do on Sunday. But oh, what a blessing it is when we get past that. Now, when we don't feel like going, we ought to do it because it's the right thing to do. But oh, what a blessing when God begins to intervene, and there's an excitement, and there's life, and there's a thrill to go and see what God's going to do today. Yeah. And so that's the way Share-a-thon was. Each morning, I mean, the clock never woke me up. I was up before the clock, excited about what God would do that particular day. And I'll be honest with you. Somebody said, "Boy, preacher, I bet you're sleeping in, right?" No, I've not slept in a day. I can't. I can't sleep in. I'm too excited about what God's doing. Yeah. And all day yesterday, I listened to stories and heard testimonies of what the Lord did in hearts and lives. And I'm excited about the day because I'm expecting the Lord to do the same thing. And we've got a staff meeting today at 1. And that staff meeting today, we will begin planning Share-a-thon 2025. Mm. And that's the truth. We already were planning it Sunday night, but today's our first staff meeting for Share-a-thon 2025 for next year. And we do it with an excitement. We do it with a thrill, and we'll talk about those things that we liked, and that we want to keep, and then we want those that we're not sure of, and then there'll be a couple of things we'll say, well, I believe we could do that better, and that's what we do. That's what this is about, and so so 51 weeks out, we are planning what the Lord's going to do. How the Lord can use us next year, what the Lord can do, and how we can better facilitate God's intervening hand in a meeting that's called Share-a-thon. But it's more than a fundraising. It's Buster Seaton said one time that it's a little bit camp meeting. He said it's a little bit conference. But then he said, but it's about two-thirds carnival. Mm-hmm. Well, if you'd have been in here Wednesday afternoon, you'd have thought, sure enough, it was a It got pretty exciting. God overruled. God intervened. And we bless the Lord for what he did. And we certainly thank him. So we want to say thank you to everybody that has given. This morning, our totals, this is live, our total this morning stands at $336,096 on the general and $174,000 $544,000 on the network. And yes, those totals are over. I'm just guessing here because I don't have what the goals were, but it's in the neighborhood of about $45,000 over on the general, and it's going to be about $19,000 over on the network. But again, I don't have the exact numbers, but I will. I'll have that for you at 5:15 this afternoon. To remember today's election day, and remember that today's election for local offices will determine in many cases who's elected in November. And so this is an extremely important primary on the local level and on the state level, because the winners today will very possibly, very probably win in November. And there are races in which, you know, there's very little opposition. So if you have not early voted, I would encourage conservatives to go to the polls and cast their ballots today to the most for the most conservative biblical candidate, and exercise your citizenship as a citizen of the United States of America.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your goodness. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you, Lord, for help. Thank you, Lord, for assurance. Thank you, Lord, for revival. Thank you for what we've seen in our hearts, seen in our eyes, felt in our hearts. Thank you for what you've done in Share-a-thon 2024, and help us to plan and help us, Lord, to do right, and help us, Lord, to know the mind of God as we prepare for 2025 to the glory of God. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for being with us. I'm Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina,